Hey everybody, my name is Sanjeev Advani. I am here to bring you real estate property management and construction news in an easy to digest format that'll help you learn the markets and hopefully invest better over time. Today I actually wanted to start with something quick. If you can just hit that thumbs up button, you can hit that subscribe button or leave us a comment if you've seen any of our videos before, that would really help growing the channel. Moving on today, we're actually going to be talking about Mr. Dave Ramsey. A lot of people who have worked in or know of personal finance have heard of Dave Ramsey. Dave Ramsey is basically, the financial guru for a lot of people as far as, how do we get financially stable, right? I wouldn't say wealthy, but stable, right? And so a lot of his approach is based on cutting expenses. And, if you go out for coffee, cut that out. If you go out for other, to the bar, cut that out, right? Things like that. So this can obviously help a lot because if you're looking on a regular basis for new deals, for example, for insurance, then that can help you, on an annual basis, save $1,000, $2,000 a year, right? Which is great. And that's what we want. Now, there's a other side of that, right? Because if you spend a bunch of time trying to figure out, okay, how do I cut this $1,000 or $2,000 a year out of my budget? But then you let's say make $30 or $40 an hour and you spend, a week and a half on that, then you essentially break even, right? And so there's only so much cutting that can be done that's going to, essentially make you solvent, right? And so that's really important to begin with, right? Because when you're first starting out, you're not making a lot of money. You want to make sure that your expenses are in control and you're cutting those expenses as much as possible, as often as possible, and being as efficient as possible during that time. But essentially, what happens is really, I would say that you have to look at kind of a bigger picture, right? And so, what we want to do is we want to cut out kind of the things that are really going to destroy our income, right? So, for example, if we're going out on the weekends and we're spending $100 on Saturday night, $100 on Sunday night, or excuse me, Friday night and Saturday night, or hey, if you party on Sunday, go for, good for you. But if we're spending all of that money and over the month, again, we're spending $1,000 or so, but we're only making $30,000 a year, well, that can really kind of hinder how much money you have to be able to stack away and play with when it comes to investing, right? And so that can really hurt you as far as growing out of that place. So the next thing is, we really want to just take out kind of those destructive expenses, those things that are really going to set us back hugely. Although we may not have as much quote unquote fun, we're still looking at, kind of being able to do things every once in a while, just not on a regular basis, right? The other thing is you want to make sure that you do have, because you are going to have expenses, right? You want to make sure that you have those under control. So, for example, if your subscriptions, you haven't watched Disney Plus in the past 6 months, you're probably not going to watch it this month. I would go ahead and cancel something like that. Your insurance is, again, same thing. You want to make sure that, yes, you are going to have those expenses. So, you are making those as efficient as possible with spending as little time as possible. So, kind of minimum viable product, if you will. The next thing is the consumer debt, the credit cards, right? Get rid of the credit cards. I personally am of the mindset that basically, credit cards should not be used. That's me personally. Again, not the best as far as leverage is concerned, but there are other forms of leverage, right? And so credit cards, I just don't like. And that's something that I'm actually coming to right now. I've always used credit cards in my business journey for the past decade. Basically, I've used credit cards to be able to get where I am. The problem there is that you're always having to look over your shoulder and say, okay, well, did I make enough to pay this credit card? And so on and so forth, versus, okay, if I just have the cash that I use, that mental struggle goes away of like, oh, I got to pay this credit card. No, I've got this cash. I know I've spent X amount and I'm going to have X amount. And so that makes it just very simple as far as that's concerned. And then you're also not worried about having to pay that 20% interest. You're also not worried about having to pay someone else back. And to me, that is a lot more of a mental freedom, which allows you to go further than to be able to take on that credit card debt. The other thing too is you want to kind of reduce or eliminate your fees that you're paying, right? So for example, if you have a 401k or if you have some kind of investment account, you want to be able to look at that and say, okay, well, how much am I paying in fees? How can we reduce that and make this a little bit more optimized, right? So it's not that you're going to get rid of these fees, and it's not that you should be paying the absolute lowest fees, but you want to optimize what you're paying those fees for. So, for example, if you have a fund that's earning you 12% a year, but they're charging you 1% on that, then really your net return there is going to be 11%. If you have another fund that's earning you 10% a year, but they're only charging you, half a percent, then you've got a 9.5% return, right? And so you really want to start making those mathematical calculations to see, okay, well, can we make this a little bit more optimized? Because those two funds may also be in different categories as far as investments are concerned. And so as far as kind of stabilization of the portfolio is concerned, then you really want to make sure that you have multiple buckets that you're invested in. So if one goes down, the other goes up, and so on and so forth. But again, you want to optimize those fees when you're paying them. Another big fee is taxes, right? So you want to make sure that you're optimizing what you're paying in taxes, because that tax dollar that you're paying, if you're overpaying into taxes and you're getting a refund back at the end of the year, that means the government has that money all year long. They can use that money to make more money instead of you having that money all year long and you using that money to make more money, right? Which obviously is going to take a little bit more time and, a little bit of learning, but it's something that can be done, right? And if you want to do it super easy, essentially you just go to like a Vanguard fund or an S&P fund, and I'm not an investment advisor, so do your homework. But this is kind of something that you would want to be looking at is, okay, well, if I was to not get a return, but I did not have to pay taxes, so in the best case you would zero out, then you get that extra, let's say 3,000 would have been your refund. You get that 3,000 that you can use all year long to then invest, or at least save into an emergency fund. And now you've got security that you didn't have before, right? And that's a very simple way to do it, where you essentially you're not looking at, okay, I got this huge refund back. The government's been using that money all year long to essentially be able to pay you that refund. And so, you kind of want to think about, okay, well, how do we optimize this as well? So again, looking at kind of, yes, we are optimizing expenses. We are getting rid of as much as possible. We're getting rid of all of the waste. We're getting rid of the high interest stuff, right? However, we also want to be looking at, how can we then increase that income? Because that's really where you're going to start getting wealthy, right? Is you both sides of the equation. You're decreasing expenses, you're increasing income. It's not just decrease expenses and you will be wealthy, right? It's decreasing expenses and increasing income. And that's why I think that Dave Ramsey is really, really good for the majority of people, because majority of people are not looking to get wealthy, they're looking to be stable. And I think that his process does that very, very well. Right, you're setting up an emergency fund, you're setting up how to pay off all of the debt that you have, you're setting up how to pay off your house. So now your expenses are really low, you have a place to live, you have a car, you have all of these basics. And so then that way you're not really lacking or wanting for anything. However, you are able to now keep that, kind of stability that you have, right? Versus kind of people who want to be wealthy. People who want to be wealthy are going to say, okay, well, let me do that, but let me also learn how to increase my income. Because if I can increase my income, then I can, there's a lot more to the positive side than to the negative side, right? Because essentially, you can decrease your expenses to zero, but you can't, obviously go below that, right? And so let's say you have your expenses at $10,000 a month, you decrease those expenses down to $5,000 a month. That's great. And that's something that you should be doing, but probably not going to make you wealthy, right? What will make you wealthy is saying, okay, I'm going to have these $10,000 a month in expenses. I'm going to decrease that down to $5,000 a month. I'm going to use the $5,000 a month to invest in myself and learn and grow, build new skills, to take that income that I was earning of $120,000 a year and turn it into $240,000 a year while simultaneously trying to keep my expenses at $5,000 a month. Because now you start to really see that engine turning, right? You get to use a lot of that income to be able to now really turn the fire up. And so that's really important. And if you did think this was valuable, please hit that thumbs up. Please hit that subscribe. That's the way that this channel grows. We're not doing ads. We're not doing anything like that. We just want to be able to bring content to people who are going to be able to use it and help them in their future lives. So thank you for watching. We'll see you on the next one. Take care.